Small farms and big corporate farms are staying relatively steady, but middle-sized farms may be phasing out. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and I asked that question to Randy Dickett, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National.
That's what the numbers show, looking at the USDA survey that 2017. That's data. That is true, and you have to peel it apart to really see what's going on. Because one, that smaller farms that sells, $10,000 worth of ag products, or maybe it's even less than that. So that's growing because you've got hobby farms, you've got anybody with an acreage selling some produce at farmers market and such, which is great. But then on the larger size, it's just the natural consolidation that's been going on as either farm more acres or have more livestock in a, quote, farm, which takes in from individuals to corporate livestock farms and whatever. And those in the middle, where they're not grossing enough revenue, $100,000, $200,000, they're not probably full-time farmers. And so you've got retirements who decided to quit, or they're just deciding that not going to farm anymore. So the numbers are shrinking a little bit. It's kind of the continuation of the trend we've seen over the last decade or so.
And with trade wars maybe even speeding up, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.